It is 1 o'clock in the capital city of Olympia. As we remember KGY, it's our birthday today. 100. Olympia's greatest hits. 95.3 Olympia's KGY. The Eagles at 95.3 Olympia's KGY with Kevin the Brit as we continue to celebrate KGY 100. And a guy that was here that only sort of retired, John, a couple of years ago.
2 years ago, that's right. A little over 2 years ago now, Kevin.
A little over two, yeah. Just before the pandemic, you must have known.
No, it was coming, yeah.
John Willis. Hi, John.
Hi, Kevin. I started here in 1972, Kevin.
Wow.
Worked full-time, part-time, all through the years. finished up with Remember When for about a little over 20 years.
It's so amazing, isn't it?
It's been a great place to work. And let me be another one to tell you, you and all of the people that are here, happy birthday, 100 years. That's amazing.
It is. It is, John. Yes. Well, so you were here in 72.
So rock and roll.
I can't. It was rock and roll then, right? But you were also a sports guy, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do much sports. You had Dick Pickles.
Dick Pickles was here. We just heard from Dick. So
I did some sports for another radio station, but Dick Nichols was here, and I wanted to do sports, but unable to replace the great Dick Nichols.
Oh, no. And no one has since, really.
No.
You know, really, to be honest with you. So you are now retired. You're looking really well. So congratulations on your retirement. And what do you do all day now?
Well,
quite a lot. Go on.
On Wednesday, I volunteer at the state at the legislative building, where they have tours of the building.
Oh, right.
And I man the desk for an afternoon. Mondays and Fridays, I play cribbage.
Are you any good?
I keep my mind sharp.
Are you any good?
Well, sometimes. Sometimes the cards are good to me. It all depends on the cards.
Yeah, that's true. John, I know you find it difficult to stand for too long, and I appreciate you popping into the studio and wishing us happy birthday. It was great to see you, and your wife is around somewhere.
She is. She's out in the lobby.
Oh, she's there.
Oh,
she's... I'll just give her a wave. She's shied away from the microphone pretty quickly, and who could blame her, really? Yeah. That's for sure. John, it's great to see you. Thank you so much indeed.
Kevin, thank you. Again, happy birthday.
Thank you.
KGY Golden.
So it is KGY's 100th birthday, and on the line now from Arizona, a very warm Arizona, is Bill Carter. Hi, Bill.
Hi there, Kevin.
Well, let's have your story then, because I know you spent a little bit of time at KGY.
Well, yeah, I can tell you. I'll try to make it brief, which is tough for a radio guy, because we love to talk.
It's all right. We're fine. Just go ahead.
Okay. Well, this goes back to the early 1960s. I was just a 20-something-year-old kid. When I went to work, Dick Poost was working the 6 to 11 evening shift, and he was going in the Army for 3 years. So I took Dick's job, his shift at the radio station. In fact, when he came back in 3 years, I was still there, but I had moved into the news directorship. But anyway, in between that time, I made the transition, as I indicated, from playing music to gathering news. And along the way, I got some kind of on-the-job training. I remember standing in the newsroom by the teletype talking to Bob Cummings, who was the news director, an old newspaper guy, used to be a reporter for the PI. He wrote news for the KGY radio station and the Olympia News newspaper, but he wasn't an on-the-air type guy. He just wrote the copy, and the disc jockey on the air would read the news. But I was talking to Bob on November 22nd when we heard the Associated Press teletype ring five times, which meant high interest, urgent. And I turned and looked at it, and it just said two words, Kennedy shot. Not Kennedy killed. They didn't know that at the time, but they did a short time later. So that was kind of a tragic time. For the next 3 days, we played very sober and somber instrumental music. No commercials for 3 days while Kennedy's body was lying in state. And no commercials, just straight segue music. Then the Columbus Day storm came along, preceded that, I guess, in 1962, and I rode around with Don Jones, the program director, in his car as we toured Olympia. Now, the radio station stayed on the air because we had a generator, but nobody else in town did, so we drove around town. Don drove, and I talked into a microphone, into a little Norelco tape recorder, running at slow speed on my lap, just describing the trees down, the power lines down, how quiet and eerie the place was. Even when we got to the state capitol campus, I thought for sure there'd be lights. with all the money and resources government has, but no, it was dark like every other place. So
wow.
That was quite an experience reporting on the Columbus Day storm.
Let's go back to Kennedy being shot.
Right.
That was quite... I can, you know, I'm a little younger than you, so I don't remember that. But of course, I was in radio in England when Princess Diana died, and I can only equate the feeling in the newsroom as to the feeling there. Would that be a fair correlation?
Yeah, I would think so. Everybody was shocked. Republicans, Democrats, Independents, just people generally. Or just couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
So that was a busy.
And of course, the days were, you know, when they captured the alleged shooter, and then he himself got shot. I mean,
yeah,
that was an ongoing story for 2 or 3 days. There, just every half hour, there was something new to report. It seemed like.
Bill, tell us about your experience with news, though, because I think you either like doing news or you don't. I think it's a passion.
I liked it, Kevin, and I didn't know it until I started doing it. I wanted something a little bit more rewarding than just playing records, and there's nothing wrong with playing records.
Sure.
But I was always in high school and college. I was writing quite a bit, and I liked writing, and so I thought news writing would be kind of a great thing to do. You start out with a blank sheet of paper, or these days a computer screen, and you go from there. You build your own stories. And I got some good coaching from Bob Cummings. He corrected my copy and made me a better writer for it. And I got into it. And actually, I never really left. I went from radio into television for a little while. And for several years, I was in TV. And then I got back into radio. But I like the news writing. It was intellectually challenging. And that part I liked about it.
Yeah, radio's in the blood, isn't it?
Television
isn't quite the same for some reason. For those of us with radio in the blood, I did some television work in England, and it just didn't feel the same.
I felt the same, Kevin. You spend an awful lot of time on one story because generally you got to drive to get to it. And number two, it involves film. So you've got to shoot it or somebody else does, and you've got to do editing. Back in those days, anyway.
Yeah.
You did your own editing, and you spent so much time not on the air or not even doing the writing with all the mechanical things, the driving to and from the scene, the setting up the camera on a tripod, the getting the people that talk for you.
Sounds too much work.
A lot of stuff that has nothing to do with news writing.
Exactly right. Bill, radio's changed over the years, hasn't it?
It has, Kevin.
And, you know, I'm an older radio guy, but perhaps not as mature as you, but I see radio's coming back now in the sense of there's so much cookie-cutter stuff going on. I would love to see radio go back to the way it was all those years ago. Do you think there's a place for, like, say, local news anymore?
Kevin, there's definitely a place for local news, but I got to tell you, speaking from the management side, it's never going to come back because with computers and automation, you don't need all the people that we used to in the good old days, Kevin. One person can do 14 jobs. You remember when we were playing records, you put a record on the turntable and the record lasts for 3.5 minutes.
And that's all you had.
So you have enough time to run down the hall and get a cup of coffee or run out and say hello to the secretary or maybe even go to the bathroom if you made it real quick, but you had to be back in 3.5 minutes and you really couldn't do anything else. You were tied down to that board for like a 5-hour shift.
Yeah. Loved it. Absolutely.
And you can be doing something else.
Yeah. I absolutely love that live feeling of putting carts together. We know what the commercials were on for our audience listening.
Yeah, you're stacking up the carts in the order you're going to run them.
Yeah, and you know what? We were pretty busy in those days, weren't we, really?
We were, yeah. You were busy, yep. And pulling copy, there was live copy, the read, of course. Not everything was recorded.
Yeah. Those were the days. I'd love to see a little bit of local news come back and stuff like that, because I guess that's the old-fashioned part of me, but I think that's what's missing in some radio. At least now we're still local, and whilst I've got that accent, most people here on KGY are local. Yeah.
KGY and KELA and Centray and Chehalis, the old-time stations, known for their news and their public affairs interest. And they were founded more or less by a couple of great old-timers in the business, Joe Chidle and Centray and Chehalis. He was buddy-buddy with Tom Olson in Olympia. And, boy, those guys go back to the early, early days of radio, and they really knew the basics. And the people they hired were taught the basics.
Yeah, that's true. So, Bill, what do you miss most about radio? I mean, you're retired now. You're in Arizona, living the high life, I guess. But
there must be some things you miss. Being involved in the community, I guess. Being out in the community and as you are as a newsman. Or as, you know, just about anybody else in radio. The salespeople are out there 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. But you're involved in the community and everything going on in it, because that's what you do with local radio. You know about the, you know, the Lake Fair parade coming up and the Lake Fair competition and that kind of thing. So I miss the involvement. I can kind of watch it as a bystander, but it's not the same as being a part of it.
That's for sure. Bill, it's been great to talk to you, and thank you for joining us and taking time out and for being a part of KGY 100. Great to talk to you, Bill.
My pleasure, Kevin. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Teresa Smith, and I was an account executive at KGY from 2003 to 2010, and I would like to wish KGY a happy 100th birthday.
And that is what we're up to right now, KGY 100. Got more guests in the studio, so we'll get straight to it before we do the weather and stuff. Nat George. Nat is our current guy that all the wiring, the transmitters, the center, it's his job to keep the stations transmitting, for want of a better word. Nat, hi.
Hey, Kevin.
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
So let's start off. You were like kind of nostalgic listening to Bill there.
Yeah.
And I guess he has a special place for you, really, in some respects. It's his fault you're here, isn't it?
Well, I don't know if it's his fault I'm here, but it was he that convinced Dick Poos to bring me here. That is my understanding. I'd worked with Bill down at KELA for about 8 years. I started down there when I was 15 years old. And, you know, it was one of those things where I was working near full-time, part-time. And Bill Carter, you know, about 5-6 years in, he goes, it's okay to look around a little bit. So I kind of did. And Bill really believed in me. And I went to the St. Martin's job fair, and Dick Poost had been looking for a production director at the time for KGY. And so I applied, and I mentioned to Bill, hey, I found this job. I'm really interested in it. And he goes, oh, I'm buddies with Dick Poost, you know, and we go have coffee every, you know, couple of months or whatever. And I could put in a good word for you. And so he put in a good word for me, and I get a one-line email from Dick Poost. Like a week later, he goes, I hear good things about you. I'd like to see you. And so I came in to KGY, and I sit down, and Dick interviews me, has a pile of resumes, and he pulls mine out, puts it right at the top of the pile, and he goes, you wouldn't understand just how much effort it took for me to write that email.
Bless.
He was a bit of an old school guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And
KGY was a bit of an old school radio station.
Well, it was then. Times have changed quite a bit, huh?
Yeah. When I learned radio with Clear Channel Communications, which is a big, big radio company. And I learned computers and automation and all that stuff that you put into running a modern radio station. And
I walked in here, and it was going back to 1975.
I had been warned. I said it is like a time warp.
Well, it was kind of cool, wasn't it?
Totally cool. They were still playing 45s. Well, you were here too, because Kevin got here about the same time that I did. And at that point, they were still playing 45s, and we had carts. And I mean, it was an old school radio station, which is awesome. And anyways, it just kind of progressed. We made some changes and tweaks and updated things over the years, and I've been very proud of the progress that we've made here, and I really think that the station has come a long way. And, you know, I have to say it is very, very cool, the place that KGY holds in the community. There is just not that many places like this anymore.
Not anymore.
Been in the same family the whole time. It's been,
by the way,
fourth generation now with Nick Carey and Jennifer, and of course Jennifer's Barbara's daughter, Barbara Carey's daughter. And it's just very, very special, you know. And one of the things I feel in making the changes and the adjustments that we have over the years and just progressing the radio station was moving it to FM in 2014. That was very, very important.
Which by holds a tale.
Yes.
This is where the confusion, but I guess where there's a lot of questions about, well, it's not really KGY. So as the ops manager, I'd like you to address that.
Okay. Well, KGY is the brand name. I mean, it's been KGY. It's been KGY since it's been KGY.
Well, and the company is KGY Incorporated.
Exactly. And so technically, as far as the license is concerned, KGY is rebroadcast from KYYO, which is our sister station, our FM country station. And it's a digital sub-channel, and it has its own little translator. But some people, you know, some of the purists will go, well, the license doesn't say KGY. But the soul of the radio station is KGY. I don't think that's changed at all. Especially, you know, when we were doing research for our birthday, and I was going through all these old air checks, and I was going through all this, all the old commercials and everything. The music and the feeling and the energy and the soul of the radio station is the same now with you and Michael Stein and Doug and everybody on KGY that it was in the 60s and 70s. I mean, we're listening to these old air checks, you know, Bob O'Brien and Dick and everybody else. Same music, same energy, same rock and radio station that it was. It's KGY. So I consider that 100 years old. It hasn't been ripped and torn to shreds. It hasn't completely changed ownership. It hasn't completely changed format. It's
Let's face it now. If a big company had bought this radio station, it wouldn't be what it is right now.
Well, exactly. I have to say a huge thank you to the Carey family. It is so rare to find a radio station like KGY that believes in their community service, believes in the radio station itself, believes in their employees. I do all right, and I'm able to buy a home and have a life. And that is so much more than a lot of people in broadcasting can say today with big radio companies. Things change on a dime, and KGY has been committed to the community for 100 years. It's a huge part of the identity of this radio station, and it's just really, really cool that the family is completely behind it. I feel like the family is behind us and the community and everything that we do. And yeah, the license may not say KGY AM, and we kind of had to make that move. Because people, I mean, face it, people don't listen to AM radio anymore.
Apparently not. But yeah. They listen to KGY.
They do listen to KGY. I mean, the response we get is crazy.
It is, and we are able to say without a doubt there are people listening to this radio station. We have the figures to prove it. Nat, for now, thank you very much. Got to move on, but we could chat forever. More guests coming up here at Olympia's KGY.
This is real comfort. Riding Olympia transit bus to and from work each day is making a lazy man out of me. Costs less, too. Like the other day at the shop, one of the boys says to me, Joey says, you and me make about the same kind of money, right? We work the same hours, right? You got a house and mortgage like me, right? We both got kids. Joe, how do you do it? Last month, you got a new bowling ball and shoes. Yesterday, you were showing me a new pair of skis. Well, the last time we took the girls out, you showed up in a brand new suit. What's with you, Joe? I can't buy like that. Well, then I told him, you still drive your car to work. Me, I switch to riding a bus. I get back and forth for about half the cost, and with a lot less fuss.
orchids.
Orchids for free?
That's right, a 2-orchid corsage.
Well, where do I get them?
Vingers, of course.
Well, how?
Just drive in and buy 10 gallons or more of rocket gasoline.
And then what do I do?
Say, give me my orchids, please.
I'll get them.
You'll get them absolutely free.
A lovely orchid bouquet.
That's right, at Vingers.
2815 Martin Way.
That's just east of town.
Harrison at Decatur.
That's on the west side.
421 South First in downtown Shelton.
Also in Bremerton and Port Orchard.
Crane's Total Office is proud to celebrate KGY's 100th birthday. Crane's Total Office is the official office supply store of 95.3 KGY.
Olympia's KGY.
95.3 Olympia's KGY. South Sound Weather. Well, it's turned out nice for KGY's 100th birthday. Mostly sunny today with a chance of a shower. Well, let's just say mostly sunny. High today, around 55. Staying dry and clear overnight with a low of 34. The next couple of days, though, are going to be glorious. Partly sunny and mild on Wednesday with a high of 62. Thursday's the day, mostly sunny and dry and mild with a high of 72. Yes, it is Kevin the Brit, and we are celebrating KGY's 100th birthday today. A ton of guests, and someone who retired recently but is still doing our sports show. Noel's actual job here was salesperson, senior regional salesperson.
Yeah.
So, but you've retired now.
From that, kind of. Yes.
Been doing our Red Zone talk and Baseline and all that sort of thing. Noel, hi, by the way.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It's not morning anymore, so I'm always...
Well, it might be because you're retired.
I'm only ever on in the morning, right? But yeah, Friday mornings at 8, we love doing that, along with Dave Weber, the contributor for The Olympian. And it's nice that, you know, that show started 8 years ago now, 9 years ago. And thanks to the support of the community and the sponsors and that kind of thing, we have grown from where it was a football-only show to where we are covering pretty much all of the high school athletic sports that we can cram into an hour with 14 schools in Thurston County plus
Let's
Shelton.
Let's be honest, a little more than an hour.
I have never had it end on time, have I?
No, I get such stick for that.
And I haven't been fired for it, so thank God for the Carey family. I know Nat was talking about that a minute ago, and I got a second bad opinion. You know, it couldn't be a better group of people to work for with the family and the people that they've hired to be around here as well. You know, they've always been great. The manager before Nick was Jackson Del Weaver. That's the guy who hired me, and I'm not sure what led him to do that, but I was sure happy he did.
Something.
It's turned out all right, hasn't it?
Well, you spent your last working years here.
Yeah, nearly a decade.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was 8 years.
Gosh.
So, it'll be that, all of that, by the time June comes, and the sports, I do my last sports show. So that does leave an opening here. Uh-oh. And love to let people know that if you think you would like to do what I do, which is so much fun on a Friday morning, sit on the other side of the microphone from Dave Weber and talk about high school sports, think about that. Maybe give Kevin a call. Would that be the person to talk to?
Well, you can try that first. And
okay.
We'll see.
Put it through the channels. Hey, I enjoy, too, hearing the commercials and stuff like that. I remember Binger's Gas.
You do?
And I didn't grow up here. I grew up in Tacoma.
Okay.
But we would drive to Paulsbo area to see my grandmother. That involved going through Bremerton, and the Binger's Rocket Station was right there on the road, had the big rocket sign and neon and stuff. I remember as a kid, I just loved that thing. Look forward to seeing the Binger Station.
So what was the draw to come and work for KGY then, Noel? Because you've worked in the area. You worked for the big radio boys in the Seattle market, too. So what was the draw?
I have worked in radio just about all my life. I worked for Harold DeMay, the trucking guy, for a little while. Other than that, it's been all radio stations. And there has been only one company where I didn't know the owners. And that was the company I worked for right before here. Mm-hmm. And I had some great experience, great training, you know, as I was coming up and came up with little radio stations, tiny, tiny station in Puyallup, little radio stations out in Grays Harbor and stuff where I learned to do play-by-play and that kind of thing and came along. And then we had a real hit with a radio station that
that came up from Aberdeen and through Olympia into Tacoma, and had the old KO brand at 99.3. And that was a lot of fun. But I came to work one Monday morning and they said, you know what? We sold that station, and tomorrow morning it's regional Mexican, or tomorrow afternoon at 5, whatever it was. I was in the kitchen with half a bottle of tequila when it happened. So after that, I went to a great big company, which was interesting, but it was in Seattle. I had a Seattle phone number and a Tacoma phone number and a Thurston County phone number, and it was a rat race, and you can make a lot of money and all that. But in the end, it wasn't a lot of fun. And so 8.5 years later, I was really looking for something to do. It was right at exactly the time that KGY was going to kind of emerge as the butterfly. That was November, the last day of October. I went from there to here, and we were starting to play Christmas music, and took that time to plan what was going to happen afterwards. And the you know, greatest hits of KGY was what happened afterwards. And it has been so much fun to be a part of that metamorphosis.
Yeah, and it's certainly a success right now. Noel, thank you very much.
You bet.
If I asked you this question, the number one song from the 1950s.
The 50s. Well, so you hear that once in a while at the end of the basketball game when it's clear somebody's going to win. And the announcers start to sing, "Good night, Irene."
He's absolutely right.
It's time to go. And I don't know the song very well.
But you know it enough to know that this was the number one song from the 50s on Olympia's KGY.
Another stroll downtown. Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and family. Stay there by your fireside bright.
remembering KGY from years gone by. That's probably as far back musically as I can probably go, from the 50s. Yes, well, at least find audio from it. Yes, there you go. That was number one in the 1950s right here on 95.3 KGY. So to another special guest as we continue our KGY 100 celebration. Yes, it's our birthday today, if you're wondering what on earth is going on. And in the studio right now is a guy that knows a little bit about the history of the station, and I thought it was worth actually chatting to him. Don Trosper, hi. You were in a little while ago, right?
Yeah, I was here for a Ken Balsillie interview not too long ago.
But before that...
Yes, I was here. In, okay.
Come on, you can't escape that.
Okay, all right. Well, I could just start off saying this is Don Trosper. And when I was a senior at Tumwater High in 1971, I was looking at possible career directions and decided to pursue radio broadcasting. And I approached Don Jones at KGY for advice, and he mentored me as a high school senior. And when I had a low draft number at the end of the Vietnam era, KGY folks told me about American Forces Radio. And so I went to the recruiter and said if they could guarantee the radio broadcasting designation, I'd sign up for 3 years active duty instead of two. And didn't want them to draft me. I wanted to determine what the job was going to be. So instead of Good Morning Vietnam, I ended up Good Morning Europe at AFN Frankfurt, Germany for 2.5 years.
Well, Don, before you move on, I've got to ask you some questions on that. When was that? I mean, it's obvious by what you're saying.
Well, 72 to 75 is when I was there. Yeah.
So okay.
2.5 years.
And what was that like?
it was the largest audience I will ever have again in my life. And I was a fresh-faced kid out of high school. And here I was learning radio pretty much on the job. And I had an audience on a 150,000-watt AM station. You can have three times the power over there that we can have here. And so at nighttime, our signal would jump over the Alps and we'd reach North Africa and Eastern Europe and Scandinavia and Scotland and everything. And so it just, and a huge number of, not just military folks, but anybody that liked American music, top 40 type of music or country or whatever this
style. That's what you were doing. You were playing music?
I was a disc jockey, radio announcer, yeah.
So you played all sorts of music then, right?
Mostly top 40 of the time, yeah.
American top 40?
Yes, yeah.
A little bit different to European.
The only other English-speaking stations were Radio Luxembourg that also played our style, and then BBC, but they didn't really have that much music, I guess. Or a different style, anyway.
A different style and different channels on the BBC.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, Radio 1 and stuff, which I would know about. Of course, well, tell us more of the story.
Well, the recruiter, it took a couple months for them to guarantee that I could get that designation of 71R20 or something, I think it was, for radio broadcaster, broadcast specialist. And so I said, okay, I'll sign up. And I went to Fort Ord for basic training and Benjamin Harrison in Indianapolis for the radio and TV training. And then sent off to Germany for 2.5 years. And right there in AFN Frankfurt, the network headquarters of the whole group of stations that were all around, not only Germany, but in the Benelux, where I started off with the Benelux, broadcasting at some Air Force bases in Britain, for that matter. And so when I got a lot of experience that I'd never get otherwise, and a huge amount of listeners that I'd never have again in my life, to a kid right out of high school, just a real mind blower. way to learn, I guess.
Yes.
Like learning to swim by somebody tossing you into the deep end. You know?
Nothing like it.
Yeah.
That's all some of us learned, right?
Well, sure.
Radio-wise, get in there. There's a cart machine.
Yeah.
There's the vinyl. That's the advert. See you later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
We started off with this. So I slip-queued all the radio, the records.
Wow. That takes us back.
That was before CDs.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I'm old enough to have broadcast using that type of equipment,
and then tape splicing, reel to reel tape with grease pencils and
we are so spoiled
blades
today with digital editors.
Sure enough,
I remember so many times dropping magnetic tape on the floor, going, "Oh no!"
Yeah.
That's not what I meant to do. Fun times, though, Don. Right?
It was fun, and being in the network headquarters as we were, we had all the old collections of radio shows from the 1940s and 50s, and Lone Ranger and all those kind of radio shows, Fibber McGee and Molly and all those kind of old shows that we were able to, at nighttime, just kind of go down to the record library and listen to old shows. You know, that was just great. Hear the kind of a... Oh, a blooper tape of Gunsmoke when William Conrad was Matt Dillon on the radio. So that was great stuff. Got in with the sports broadcasters to go to the German Grand Prix of Nürburgring and get to be in the pits while Graham Hill's working on his car before the race and that kind of stuff. And Jackie Stewart giving the press briefing. And you just get to, and of course, musicians, Doobie Brothers, got to go to England and interview the Doobie Brothers when they were coming through on concert. And Tower of Power and some of the slides.
Some of them. Yeah. We still play some of that today.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. In fact, the Doobie Brothers are going to be back in concert here pretty soon.
They are. Yeah. But the Washington State Fair.
And they're with my silver. They're probably silver haired like we are.
Well, they are. They are. Yeah, that's for sure.
So when I finally had 2.5 years that were over, and I got back and worked at KGY for a time with folks like Barbara Carey and Dick Poost and Bob McLeod and P.J. Kirkland and Ty Flint, who was my classmate in high school, many others. It was just local radio became my career. I didn't want to go to Seattle.
Is that the same Ty that's on that other radio station across town?
To say that again?
Is that the same Ty that's on the other radio station across town?
Uh-huh, yep.
Well, he should be
say
coming
their
in here.
Mix 96.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, isn't it, how a lot of people that we're hearing started their career here at KGY.
Well, that's right. And I was mentored not only when I was a fresh-faced kid, but then when I came back with the experience, I worked here for a while anyway. And then there was a kitten and kitty combination AM radio, but one was in Centralia, one was here in Olympia, and that was kind of automated AM radio, weird kind of a format, but I worked there for a short time too. And then we had a station in Tumwater that was created, an AM commercial Christian format station.
Oh, that was on Trosper Road.
Yeah, the transmitter's on Linwood Avenue in a little swampy area, a low wet ground.
Right. I live around that area.
Oh, you do?
I was just thinking, I think that transmitter's still there on Linwood.
It is. NPR runs it. University of Washington owns it, and they bought it from the owners of our station. We had a good run of 18 years or so before it got sold.
Right.
Then after that sold, I went to KACS in Chehalis FM station, a listener-supported FM Christian format station.
It
covers four counties. And so that was a pretty good place. I was there 11 years and then retired.
How long have you been retired, Don?
Well, I've been working. My hobby was always local history, being related to the road and everything, named for my great-grandpa, Trosper Road.
Yeah.
We got here 1892, so I had the natural interest in local history, Tumwater especially. And so I worked with the Olympia Tumwater Foundation and Schmidt House and the owners of the brewery, their home from 1904. And so for 7.5 years now, I've been working there, and my hobby became a paying job in my retirement years for a short time, half time anyway. And now I am retiring totally here, and April 15th is my last official day.
For sure?
Yeah, and then I'll be an independent contractor for history tours and talks and things like that. But
today we're hearing a lot of memories of this radio station.
Yes, yes.
I can't even comprehend that it's been here 100 years.
Mm.
But you've been involved with it or know of it for a long time.
Well,
it must have a special memory in your heart, right?
Well, being a historian and a storyteller, I love the history and heritage of KGY, and I honor that greatly. They started off as out at St. Martin's College, and they were one of the first AM stations in the country, really. One of the fathers started it and had live broadcasts of music and different things. And so that heritage is what I really appreciate a lot. And then they, when they moved into a downtown Olympia and had live concerts on the air and different things like that, it's just the old time radio that I would have loved to have been part of, but it's way before my time.
Before mine too. Don, yeah. Great to meet you. Stay around, have some cake and all that
thank
stuff.
Thank you. Thank
Don
you.
Don Trosper for now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Don Trosper talking to me actually just a little while ago, giving us some history of Olympia's KGY. Talking of history, more of the way it used to sound back in the 70s next.
Hi, this is Nick Carey, general manager of KGY, wishing our great station a happy 100th birthday. A lot has changed in the last 100 years in our community, but one thing has remained constant, and that's KGY's service to our community. Happy 100th birthday, KGY.
Ever heard that a change will do you good? Hi, this is Heather Stewart, your local real estate professional with Blade Realty. Spring is a great time for new beginnings. If you're looking to sell or invest in real estate, I'm eager to jump in and offer stellar service and negotiation skills that will make your experience as positive and stress-free as possible. For your trusted real estate professional, find me online at heatherstewartrealtor.com or on Facebook. Let's get started on your real estate venture together today.
You don't have to be a golfer to know a golf ball's made to drive.
Don't just look at a golf ball.
Drive it.
A golf ball's made to drive.
And you don't have to be a carpenter to know a nail is made to drive.
You don't just look at a nail.
You drive it.
Nails are made to drive.
And you don't have to be a Plymouth owner to know a 62 Plymouth is made to drive.
So don't just look at a Plymouth. Drive it. Don't just look at a Plymouth. Drive it. Don't just look at a Plymouth. Drive it. Plymouth's made to drive.
To discover what a beautiful difference there is in the full-size 62 Plymouth, all you have to do is drive it, and that's all we ask. Drive a friend's Plymouth, or your neighbor's, or the Plymouth waiting for you at your Plymouth dealers. But expect more than the usual new car improvement. A great improvement in ride and handling. The result of Plymouth's entirely new center of balance. You'll never believe how smoothly this quality-engineered Plymouth drives till you drive it.
Don't just look at a Plymouth. Drive it. Plymouth's made to drive.
It's Thurston Young Professionals' monthly networking event. This Thursday, hosted by Indian Summer Golf and Country Club. Enjoy bites and beverages as you expand your network. Join the Thurston County Chamber and connect with other young professionals. Everybody is welcome. Make sure you invite other 20 and 30-year-olds so they can expand their networks too and get to know all the fantastic young professionals in Thurston County. Thurston Young Professionals' networking event. Thursday evening, 5:30 to 7 at Indian Summer Golf and Country Club, brought to you by the Thurston County Chamber and 95.3 KGY.
The Olympia Furniture Company is proud to celebrate KGY's centennial. Happy birthday to KGY. Come in and ask about the specials on dining room sets or bedroom sets.
Olympia's KGY.
Hi, this is Greg Seals from Crane's Total Office. 37 years ago this month, I came to work at Crane's. Many things have changed, but one thing that remains consistent is the service level that we provide. Whether you're a big business, small business, or working from home, we'll always have you covered with every office supply and furniture that you may need. And we deliver. Please remember to shop local. It keeps our local economy strong. Visit us in-store or online at cranesoffice.com.
Crane's Total Office is the official office supply store of 95.3 KGY.
You're always up for some fun with the family, so you order the essentials, a new board game, some baking supplies, and even a new projector for outdoor movie night. And with the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards credit card, you can choose to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards which you can put toward an extra treat that everyone will enjoy, like an old-fashioned popcorn machine. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding and apply now. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Where are those receipts?
Tax day is nearly here.
I held on to those.
And Chanel is stressing.
Why do I always wait to the last minute?
Her small business needs a bookkeeper to crunch some big numbers.
Oh, these spreadsheets make my head spin. None of this adds up.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Blake Knoblock with the Lacey South Sound Chamber, and I'd like to wish KGY a happy 100th birthday.
KGY Golden.
Why getting us back to music? Good morning. I'm Dick Post, and welcome to the show. Jody McFarland is my special guest this morning. And Jody, you have a something else mother. I want you to know she, Jody's mother sent in some. What was that? It's carrot cake.
It's right.
Delicious. A lot of good nuts in there.
Thank you.
Mm, so good. So I had a little break during the Bob McLeod comments there. And tell me about your folks. Who are your mom and dad?
Carl and Margaret McFarland. Yesterday was their 29th anniversary.
Well, that's good.
Yes, it was really nice.
And you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one older brother and two older sisters.
Northwest Music, Olympia's KGY.
One before 10 o'clock. I'm PJ Kirkland, and I'm lucky today. I have Jody McFarland with me, and most of you met Jody on the Dick Foose Show. Good morning.
Hi.
And we're going to spend some time together this morning talking about the Lacey Music Art and Dance Festival that's coming up this weekend.
Right.
When is the big deal?
It's Saturday night, the 27th, at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
That's the coronation.
Right.
And you gals will be presenting your talent numbers and stuff then, and all of the excitement of the, pageant. Are you getting nervous?
Yeah, a little bit.
Are you?
Trying to get ready. It's getting hectic right now.
What, are you given a checklist? Before I can go and do this, then I have to do that.
Well, not yet. We haven't quite gotten our schedule for that night, but I'm sure we'll get something like that to know, so we don't come off and about an hour later.
Do you know what you have to do to be ready right now? I mean, as far as I got to get, the hair done, get the dress pressed, all that kind of stuff.
Yes, I have some different costumes to get ready and that type of thing.
So you're all squared away.
Mm-hmm.
That's neat.
Yeah.
I think that's exciting.
Yeah.
That's coming up. Lacey Music Art and Dance Festival every year is bigger and better and much more fun, and good bunch of people involved with this year. I'm really pleased.
Northwest Music, Olympia's KGY.
If there's something you'd like to hear on this fine Saturday evening, give us a call at 943-1240 on the Saturday Night Line. By request, here's Earth, Wind, and Fire. At 14 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, I'm Mike Stein on a Saturday Night Along with Trent Kelly, playing and giving away the Northwest's best rock and roll. From Asia, that's Steely Dan with Mike Stein on a Saturday night. KGY's Papa John will appear at a special educational and entertaining assembly entitled America Laughs at Yelm High School Monday morning. Carl Cook will also be in a similar assembly in Tumwater on Tuesday.
Perfect. Olympia's KGY.
Mike Stein, 8:20 on a Saturday night.
I would have never put that as you, Michael.
That was Mike Stein.
Mr. Stein. Rocking and rolling.
Oh, Kevin, you're blowing me away. That's from 1978, by the way, March. And what an honor. Isn't it funny? Papa John is here visiting us. And he there you were, man, making an appearance.
I don't remember making the appearance.
Well, it was a little while back. Oh, my goodness. How wild to hear that, Kevin. Oh, you know.
So we've come full circle. We're back to some of the current stuff now. You and I, of course, Doug, who I tried to get on the phone just now, but he's probably sleeping.
That's right.
Which
he gets up so darned early. It's true.
So I didn't have that as you. If you hadn't have said Mike Stein later on in the tape, I would have not realized that was you.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I was trying to sound like a DJ because all the DJs back then sounded that way.
And it was late night radio.
That's right. 16 years old, Kevin.
You were 16 then.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Dick Poost gave me my first job. He said I would come down here from Jefferson Junior High School after school, and I'd cut a deal where I could get credit. And I'd come down and, you know, make coffee and file records and sweep the floor. And Dick Poost said, you can have an on-air gig once your voice changes. And man, I was trying for 2 years, taking my vitamins and whatever it might be. And didn't work. Yeah, really. But when I was 15, I got a Sunday shift, and I used to run the board, as they call it, between the Seahawks games and Casey Kasem's American Top 40. And if the game ran short, I got to be a DJ for about a half an hour. And man, I was always like, please, short game, come on.
And hit that ball.
Oh, yeah. And my mom, Uta, used to drive me down here because I was 15 and, you know, didn't have a driver's license. And yeah, so Dick Poos gave me my shot, and it was kind of off to the races from there. And now here I'm back here, and it's wonderful.
You're back here, but I want to know about in the meantime. What you were up to? Went to Seattle, right?
Yeah, yeah. I basically,
you deserted for big boys.
Well, you know, geez, Olympia 1978 was a lot less interesting, really. And it was, that was the thinking, right? Is that you got to go to Seattle, sure, to make it big and have some fun. And those were the stations I'd aspired to be a part of. And I just worked hard. It was how I made my way through college. I got to work on the weekends and be a DJ, and felt very lucky, and worked in places like KGHO in Hoquiam, KPUG in Bellingham, great stations. I was on KWWW in Wenatchee for a month. And I was, man, I was too immature to handle that action. So sorry. KWWW.
What was that? What was that for?
Top 40 station.
Okay.
Yeah. And basically, you know, once I landed in Seattle, I was pretty lucky to, for the most part, work for KPLZ, which is also known as Star 101.5.
Star 101.5.
Yeah. And Kent and Allen, Kent Phillips, was my boss for a long time. And it's kind of funny because every DJ who's been around a while knows I was fired from there a couple times. I quit a couple times. I had some serious misadventures. But also, there were some really good people. And when I first started working there, the station was owned by Gene Autry. Yeah, the company was called Golden West, right? And he was the famous Hollywood cowboy.
Right, yeah.
And did the classic version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, right? Well, he was our owner. And he had a couple stations in L.A. and Portland and Seattle. And he had the California Angels baseball team. And he loved the medium of radio. And he'd visit every now and then. And it was just a lot of fun to be in a situation like that. And things were a lot more, it was when the radio was kind of more full on, you know, a lot more people listened to it. It was obviously pre-internet. Right. And in particular, in the mid-1980s, it was a lot of fun. New musicians were coming through with their new records. New bands like Duran Duran and Billy Idol, right? And the Cars. And Dee Snider from Twisted Sister would drop in, right? And flogging their album and that kind of stuff.
It was just the days, Michael.
It was fun. You know, it was a lot of fun. And just radio was a bigger part of people's lives. But I'm just pleased to see, you know, here we are today, the year's 2022, and
live in a radio studio.
Yes. At a place that is owned by the family that has stewarded it the whole play, you know, the whole
time.
Long time. Yeah. And it's fun to be able to come back here, and I feel like I've come home, and to be able to talk with people and play this music and work with folks like you and Noel and Nick Carey and Nat and everybody here. This is a kind of a trust getting to do this kind of work. And I also feel very lucky. So there's my potted history.
There's your potted history. And nicely done, too.
Oh, thanks.
Michael will be here with us officially at 3 o'clock. But before we round up what's been almost 2 hours of nostalgia.
Wow.
We're going to come as close as we can to when you were here originally, which is actually the 80s. But I asked you while the other pieces were playing during the commercials, what song would be have been the best-selling song in America in the 1980s?
Probably not Twisted Sister.
Shall I play a little bit and see if you recognize it? It was number one in the 1980s.
This was?
Yes.
You are rickrolling me, Kevin.
No, it's official. It's on the internet. It's got to be true. God.
Wow. Right? Rick Astley.
Absolutely.
Love it. We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. That's full commitment's what I'm thinking of.
Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around. Just turned 2 o'clock. That concludes our real nostalgia moments right here at KGY, but we continue to celebrate KGY 100.
Olympia's greatest hits, 95.3, Olympia's KGY.